The work will extend Newtown Pike through the heart of downtown Lexington. To make way, homes have been demolished and some occupants relocated into rent-free trailers. Throughout the road work, Lexington Planning Commissioner Derek Paulson says they're trying to protect the Davis Bottom neighborhood.
The goal with it was to really try to preserve that community aspect of it while really upgrading the physical parts of it. New infrastructure, sewer, stormwater, physical housing. And really, you know, to make it a place where there could be more opportunity.
Construction on an apartment complex should begin this spring. Displaced residents will be allowed into those new homes without a rent increase. That's the plan, but its success will in a large part depend on Lexington's new land trust. And when built, Trust Director Barbara Navin says it will provide working families with affordable housing.
We're talking about working people. We're not talking about people who, generally speaking, coming in who don't have an income or who don't have a job.
When complete, Davis Bottom will have both rental housing and single-family homes. It should work because the land trust will retain control over the 26 acres. The buildings will be privately owned, but not the land. As a result, the homes should remain affordable and create long-term savings.
Is it the least expensive housing? No. It's going to be brand new. We're going to save people money on their energy costs by putting in Energy Star appliances, doing 2x6 construction, you know, really increasing the R value of the roof and the walls.
Navin says some residents could move into their new homes before fall. One of those residents will likely be Hazel Lambert, who now lives nearby in a trailer. The longtime resident of Davis Bottom is happy for the upgraded home, but worries a bit about grocery shopping.
What we need down there, we need, for me, other people too, I'm pretty sure, because my transportation is walking. And I have to walk, I have to get my son to come and take me to Kroger or something like that. And, you know, so we need more stores and stuff down there, you know.
City plans for the neighborhood eventually include a commercial development. Planning Commissioner Paulson says retailers who locate there will enjoy many of the same benefits and incentives as homeowners.
Some of the retail options and mixed-use options that will be in other areas of this neighborhood, they're still to be worked out. I think that, again, just sort of makes it a more sustainable neighborhood longer term. Rather than just housing people in an area, it's really the idea of how do we try to help build a neighborhood that can, you know, really function longer term.
Still, Paulson admits such improvements and developments may be years in the making. If the land trust concept works well in Davis Bottom, Director Barbara Navin says it could be expanded and promote low-income housing in other areas of Fayette County. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.